And I'm joined now by Fiona Grindrod, who is the Meals on Wheels coordinator at Fairclough Centre in Newbury. Hello, Fiona.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for having us on your show.
Not at all. You're very welcome. So first of all, just tell us generally about Fairclough Centre and what you do there.
Well, the Fairclough Centre has been going for the last 50 years, and we are the leading charity in the Newbury and District area to support the elderly. We're open 6 days a week. We've got lots of programs and activities, and our main feature has always been our great lunches and Meals on Wheels service. It's a friendly, happy environment where seniors can drop in for just a coffee and a chat or a lunch or the various activities we put on.
So there's nobody actually, if you like, sleeping in residence at Fairclough Centre. It's a true day centre, drop-in centre.
It's a true day centre. Mm. We're right here on the Newtown Roundabout, just off the Newtown Roundabout at the Fairclough Centre. So we're pretty much a centre town, if you like.
Yes.
And we do have minibuses that bring people in as well.
Oh, right. And
so
what sort
we go out to the outlying districts.
That's brilliant. Yeah. And what sort of meals do you send out?
Well, we send out some great nutritious, what you would call British traditional meals. So we have things like cottage pie with broccoli and carrots, roast dinners, chicken pies, mashed potato, always lots of fresh veg. And the packed puddings are just fantastic with apple crumbles and custards, sponge puddings, and banoffee pie on a Sunday when we always send out a roast meal, which varies from roast chicken to roast beef to roast pork or roast turkey throughout the year.
Mm. Delicious. And what do you do in particular? Because you're the coordinator, aren't you? What do you get up to?
Yeah, well, it's a varied role. We're obviously coordinating with our clients as they come on board for Meals on Wheels, and we take all their particulars and enter them into the system. We coordinate which days of the week, and they can have either, you know, you can choose how many days of the week you have meals and whether you have main course and dessert every day, or you could say just have puddings on a Sunday or every day of the week. And I make sure that they're then allocated to a round, which means that when the meals are picked up by the volunteers, they get a route of usually about sort of 10 to 14 meals per volunteer driver go out. And then that's the main thing. And then I'm also coordinating any of the welfare issues that my drivers, when they call at the door, might find, because it's a great service where it's a friendly face at the door, not just a hot meal. It's, you know, and sometimes a person could have lost their key and can't open their door, or they're worried about something. And we can then call their next of kin, usually their sons and daughters or a neighbor, and say, hey, Mrs. So-and-so's, you know, lost her key. Can you help? Or whatever it is needed. And sometimes it's actually an ambulance that's needed. So we do provide more than just a meal.
Sometimes, presumably, the drivers are the only people the clients are seeing all day, presumably. So
yes.
Therefore,
Yes. Our clients range in abilities, but it definitely becomes invaluable to those who really are no longer able to, you know, chop those vegetables, cook a meal for one. It's a hot meal and a chat on the doorstep, which is so invaluable, and also takes some of the stress and worry away from the others that are around them that are looking after them, knowing that in the middle of the day, their mum or dad is getting a hot meal, and that's keeping them, you know, much more healthy than just maybe snacking on, you know, various things without cooking.
And how many drivers do you have?
We're sending out about 60, well, about five drivers every day, and, you know, you can, volunteers do sometimes do more than once a week, but we've got about 35 to 45 volunteers that rotate round, and they can just do one day a week, once a fortnight, or, you know, some people are happy to step up and do two or three days a week. So it's all just what a volunteer wants to do.
So a lot of volunteers.
So they're a great bunch.
Yes. You must have to organise a rota and so forth.
Yes. Well, I share that responsibility with my the other coordinator, and she tends to do the volunteer round organisation. So that's another thing where we have to keep track of who's turning up, because it's absolutely vital that if you volunteered, you remember to be there at 11:30 on whichever day of the week to take yes. those meals out. Because they're sitting hot and ready to go.
Absolutely. And how far are you going out in terms of miles?
We cover all parts of Newbury, from sort of Speen to Wash Common. Then we're all the way out to the far end of Thatcham, Coldash, and down to Wootton Hill at present. But we'll consider anybody and work out whether we've got a driver or that can get out to them.
It's quite a wide area.
If we've got enough people. Yeah, yes, a wide area.
So you were talking about the operation, which sounds huge. How has it changed because of COVID?
Yes, well, obviously everyone was put on the spot at the beginning of COVID, and we had to sort of review how our operation was run. And so at the beginning, we actually, if anyone remembers, we moved the service down to the racecourse, and with the help of the chefs down there, we were putting out quite a lot of meals as we all went into hiding at that point. But we're now back at the centre, we're fully open, and what we now have is all of our volunteers from the beginning had to undergo a COVID-safe training, which is done as an online tutorial. Everyone goes out wearing masks and uses protective gloves, and it's pretty much doorstep delivery to people. And all our volunteers, as always, are DBS checked. So, yes, the centre follows all the COVID-safe restaurant and guidelines.
So it sounds as though you've stabilised a bit now after the pandemic.
Yes, exactly. I think, we're still, and obviously with this new wave, with the Omicron, people are back to being a bit nervous again. But, hopefully we can weather the January, February winter blues, and the centre can continue to build back to where it was prior to the start of the pandemic, because it's so important for the elderly to be able to get out and meet with other people, make new friends, and just have a general chat and a social morning or afternoon.
Yes, and I think people probably would wonder, but you're a charity, aren't you? So this isn't provided by the government or the council or anything like that. It's you as a charity.
Absolutely, yes. This is a charity that was established 50 years ago. We have our group of trustees, and we're led by them. Mm. And, the community in general. And it's here, and it's here for the community.
Mm. And I think you're doing something.
Yep.
Go on, sorry.
Anyone who's got elderly relatives that they feel would benefit, from all vulnerable can come anytime. We're open, we're friendly, we're welcoming, and it's a great place to come.
And you've got a website, haven't you?
We do have a website.
Is that a good way for people to contact you if they've got relatives that they may want?
You can look on our website, which is fairclosecentre.org. Or you can send us a message via Facebook, or our email is hello@fairclosecentre.org. Or just give us a call, 01635 404 88.
That's fantastic.
And Louise is the centre manager.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
Louise is the centre manager, and she'll be able to direct the call, or any of us can direct the call as to what your inquiry is, whether it's Meals on Wheels and it comes to myself or my co-worker, Georgie. Or we have a welfare officer who can also help with all sorts of issues appertaining to the elderly.
And lastly, New Year's Eve, I think you're doing something special or something that you wanted to make people aware of.
Yeah, well, New Year's Eve, we are still open at the centre before we sort of close for the bank holiday weekend. And as always, but it's our Fish and Chip Friday, which is a very popular meal and a great way to experience your fair clothes centre. So anyone who would love to have really great fish and chips, we're open and would welcome you. And our Meals on Wheels will actually operate throughout the bank holiday weekend. So all the folks who get Meals on Wheels get delivered every day this bank holiday weekend.
That's brilliant. Oh, that's great that you keep going.
Yeah. So it's a hardworking team committed to serving the elderly of the community.
That's fantastic, Fiona. Thank you ever so much for coming on and telling us all about that. Hopefully some people will be in touch. You do a great job, so thank you to you and all the team there. And good luck and Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you too. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye.